I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Questioning yourself is going to become a bad habit that's going to cost you a whole lot in your life. Time, money, opportunity, energy is going to cost you everything you got. It will rob you blind if you are giving yourself the wrong answers when you question yourself.
StayAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work On Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. Welcome to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, we give you a huge dose of personal initiative, the go-getter energy, to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's show. Today's topic is, what do you do, or what you will do, because I'm going to supply you the answers, what you will do when you're questioning yourself. You ever found yourself just questioning yourself, questioning your methods, questioning your very existence, questioning your opportunity, question if you made a wrong turn at some point, questioning if you have made some mistakes along the way and everything is crumbling down now because of those mistakes? Listen, maybe you're questioning yourself right now. Maybe you're going through a period of self-questioning right now. I know somebody listening to this. I'm speaking directly to you. I want you to understand, first of all, that everyone has these moments of questioning themselves. Everyone may have even periods or a season of questioning yourself, if you know what I'm talking about. Questioning if we made the right choices all along. Have I made a ton of bad decisions and now the chickens are coming home to roost, so they say? Why is everyone else having their stuff working and my stuff is not working? You find yourself just questioning everything. Maybe you need to throw everything away and just start all over from the beginning. If you're questioning yourself today, I'm going to tell you what you need to know and what you need to do about it. Number one, the longer your journey and the larger your goal, the more possibly questioning moments / periods you will have. Because the longer the journey is, the more challenges you're going to face. That's just the way that it works. And the bigger the goal, the more times you're going to be wondering, okay, am I actually going to reach this goal? Am I really going to achieve this? Can I really get there? Am I really the person who is capable of achieving this? Am I really doing everything necessary? Could I really get to the level that he or she is at? They reached the goal that I want to reach. Is it really possible for me? The bigger that goal, the more times you're going to ask yourself that question. Because a small goal, you won't even be on the journey long enough that you're going to have to question yourself too many times. But a big goal, a large, hairy, audacious, ambitious goal, is going to be a long journey. And there will be many moments where you question yourself, or many moments where you could question yourself. And at this point, when you get to these questioning moments, and this is plural, questioning moments, your mental toughness comes into question here. When I say mental toughness is, every episode, every time I open the show, the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. Can you stay the course when your own mind may be trying to tell you that you're wrong, telling you that you're going the wrong way, or telling you that you may just be the wrong person? Are you mentally tough enough to fight back against the thoughts that are coming out of your own mind when you're questioning yourself? That's a rhetorical question from me, but you need to actually answer. Is it a literal question to you that you need to answer for yourself? Point number two, Today's topic again is what to do when you're questioning yourself. When you are questioning yourself, this is what you got to do. This is the key. You got to give yourself the right answers. You got to give yourself the right answers. Give yourself the wrong answers. Questioning yourself is going to become a bad habit that's going to cost you a whole lot in your life. Time, money, opportunity, energy is going to cost you everything you got. It will rob you blind if you are giving yourself the wrong answers when you question yourself. That's a good one right there. Someone quote me and tweet me at Dre All Day. If you give yourself the wrong answers when you question yourself, questioning yourself will rob you blind. Like my sister Latoya Baldwin Clark said in episode number 721, when you find yourself questioning yourself, feeling that imposter syndrome or feeling like you're a fraud or feeling like you're not quite good enough for the opportunity that's in front of you, look at your resume again. Remind yourself that you have done the work. Remind yourself that you are good at what you do. Remind yourself that you have earned your spot when you find yourself questioning yourself. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic again is what to do when you find yourself questioning yourself. There's a book that I mentioned a few times on the show. It's called The Closer's Survival Guide. It's written by a man named Grant Cardone. And Grant, what he talks about is selling. His topic is all about sales and closing the sale and making the money. You heard me talking about closing, finishing things yesterday. But one of the things that Grant says in The Closer's Survival Guide, and something that he just says in general, when you're trying to sell something to another person, stop treating their complaints as objections. Stop treating their complaints as objections. One example that I've heard him give is if someone says, well, the price of your product is too high, that's not an objection. It's just a complaint. Okay, the price is too high. Okay, I understand you and you acknowledge that you heard them and then you keep right on going. Just because the price is high doesn't mean the person won't buy it. Right? Have you ever bought something that you thought was overpriced? Okay, exactly. So it's not an objection. Objection means we need to stop and we need to figure this out before we can move forward. A complaint is just something somebody puts out there, but they keep doing what they're doing. You ever been with somebody outside in the summertime and they said, man, it is hot as hell outside. All right, is that an objection or is it a complaint? It's a complaint. Okay, I'm complaining that it's hot. Doesn't mean I'm going to go back in the house. Doesn't mean I'm not going to do my job. Doesn't mean I'm going to leave this picnic or party. It doesn't mean I'm not going to go to the store with you. I'm just complaining about the situation. Just because someone voices a complaint, don't treat it as an objection. Because when you treat it as an objection, then it becomes a roadblock. So when you find yourself questioning yourself, the reason I'm bringing up what Grant says there, you need to stop treating your questions as objections. When you question yourself, it doesn't mean you need to stop and handle the answer to that question before you can move on. If you treat every time you find yourself questioning yourself as an objection that you need to figure out and quote unquote overcome the objection before you move forward, you're going to be moving very slow. You're going to be a very slow moving individual. You're going to be moving like a sloth. You ever seen a sloth move? If you haven't, go on, Instagram or go on YouTube and look at a sloth move. You probably won't be able to sit through the whole video because the sloth moves so slow. Even if you speed it up, the sloth moves very slow. You won't even have the patience to finish it. All right, with the way that we've conditioned ourselves to get things immediately, right? When you're questioning yourself, it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong, people. It just means that you need to answer the question. And answering the question doesn't mean you need to stop everything you're doing and figure it out and write it down and reference a book and go re-listen to another episode of the Work on Your Game podcast before you can handle the question. All you need to do is answer the question and keep moving. And we talked about that a few episodes ago. Finish the job and keep moving. Let something happen. It happens and you keep moving. You not let anything slow down your flow. Answer the question. Yes, I am the right person. Yes, this plan is sound. Yes, things will work out as long as I continue doing what I'm doing. All you're doing is answering the questions. Do not allow your questions to become an objection that slows you down. You ever have somebody throw something out at you? Let's say you're leading a team or you're running some kind of group project or you have people who are working with you. Or maybe you just tell somebody about some idea you have and some things that you're going to do. And they throw a question out there. They start questioning what you're doing, not in a negative way, but they may just be questioning. Maybe they're playing devil's advocate to try to help you out. Well, have you thought about this? Or what are you going to do when this happens? Well, what about the weather out here? Or what about the 30 people who tried it before you who were unsuccessful? What are they doing? They're throwing out questions. Are those questions or are they objections? Those are two different things. An objection means you can't do it because fill in the blank. A question is, have you thought about this? Have you considered this? And understand, just because someone words something as a statement, hey, you can't do this because 35 people tried it before you and they all failed. Just because someone else throws something out as a statement, just because you tell yourself something as a statement, 35 people tried before and they all failed, does not necessarily mean it's an objection. You can treat it like a question. You can treat it like a complaint. All right, here's a complaint. 35 people tried that before you and they were all unsuccessful. Okay, thank you for sharing that information. What does that have to do with you? Does that mean you had to stop? Does that mean you had to gather and figure everything before you continue moving? Treat it as a complaint. Treat it as a statement. Treat it as something that happened and just keep moving. It's kind of like the wind blowing against you, right? A headwind, if any of you follow track and field, you know, a tailwind is when there's wind behind you, which theoretically will help you move faster. And a headwind is the wind is blowing right in your face, which theoretically makes you move slower. I guess it's not theoretical. I guess it's actually true. Scientifically, it makes you move slower. You can treat the question like wind. All right, if you're outside taking a walk and the wind is blowing in your face, are you just going to stop and say, you know what, maybe I should just walk the opposite direction so the wind is not blowing in my face? You'll never get anywhere. You'll never go anywhere in life, metaphorically, if every time the wind is blowing in your face, you stop and turn around and go the other direction. That's another good one. Someone can quote me that and tweet me at Dre All Day on Twitter. I'll make sure to retweet you. You cannot get anywhere if every time the wind is in your face, you stop, turn around, and go in the opposite direction. You'll probably just be walking in circles because the wind is going to change paths. It's going to go a different direction. It's going to go left, it's going to go right. Eventually, you're going to walk yourself right into traffic or walk into a body of water or walk off a cliff or I don't know where you walk into a wall. You got to decide where you're going and treat the statements, treat the questions, even the ones coming from yourself, as a statement, as a complaint, as wind blowing in your face, as rainy day or the sun beaming down on you. Just because it's hot, just because it's raining, just because it's windy doesn't mean you're not going to go to the grocery store and get food for the week, right? Doesn't mean you're not going to go to daycare and pick up your kids. It doesn't mean you're not going to go to work and be on time and do your job. It doesn't mean you're not going to show up to your office and run your business. It doesn't mean you're not going to go to the gym so you can stay in shape. It doesn't mean you're not going to do all the stuff that you already set out to do. Questioning yourself does not mean you need to stop and figure. It just means, okay, I heard the question. Let me give you an answer. And then you keep moving. Let's recap today's topic. What do you do when you find yourself questioning yourself? Number one, the longer your journey and the bigger your goal, the more possibly questioning moments you will come across. And this is where your mental toughness comes into play. Can you stay the course when your own mind may be the one telling you or at least suggesting to you that you are wrong, that you're going the wrong way, or that you may be the wrong person? Number two, when you're questioning yourself, you got to give yourself the right answers. You heard what LaToya said in episode number 721. When you're questioning yourself, look at your resume one more time. See that you have done the work, that you are good at what you do, and you have earned your spot. Number three, As Grant Cardone says, I mentioned closing survival guide. Stop treating complaints as objections. Just because someone complains it's hot outside doesn't mean they're not going to come outside. Just because someone says it's raining doesn't mean they're not going to walk to the store. Just because someone says those weights are heavy doesn't mean they're not going to come to the gym and try to lift those weights. Just because you are questioning yourself doesn't mean you need to stop. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with you. It doesn't mean that you've made a mistake. It doesn't mean that your plan is wrong. It doesn't mean that you're not the right person. It just means a question has been asked. When you ask yourself a question, and I wrote a book called Ask Yourself a Better Question. When you ask yourself a question, all you got to do is answer it. Now, even if the quality of the question is not good, it doesn't necessarily mean that your answer has to be bad. Now, it could help if it was a better worded question. A good question will lead to a good answer. A bad question could lead to a bad answer, but doesn't necessarily have to. I was at an event the other night where someone was asked a question. She was a panelist at an event. The host of the panel asked this woman a question, and the woman basically flipped the entire question and said what she wanted to say. And I've read about this a long time ago. I don't remember who it was that said it, but they basically said, whenever you're being interviewed, if any of you have been interviewed before or you're going to be interviewed in your future, and someone asks you a question that you don't like, let's say they ask you a leading question. It's kind of one of those gotcha questions to try to lead you into talking about something that you don't want to talk about. Or is a question that just stupidly worded, or a question that's asking about something that just doesn't make sense and is not relevant to what you want the audience to know. You don't have to answer that question. If you don't like the question, answer a different question is what the person said. So they asked her something about, you know, what is the biggest challenge that you've had in doing A, B, C? And she flipped it around and she said, well, you know what? What I think is even more important than that. And then she said, whatever it is that she wanted to say had nothing at all to do with the question. And nobody said, hey, well, you didn't answer the question. No, she answered the question that she wanted to answer. It's the same thing with you. When your questions come from your mind or a question that you don't really want to address, or is a question that you don't think is empowering for you, listen, answer a different question. All you got to do is flip it around and say to yourself, listen, instead of asking me, is this the right plan? What we need to do is ask, what do we need to do to alter this plan to make sure that it works even better than I knew before 3 weeks ago, even better than I knew the other day? You know, instead of asking if I'm the right person, let me give myself some reasons why I am the right person. Yes, I am the right person. Yes, this plan is sound. Yes, this is going to work out. You don't have to answer the exact question that you're asked. You answer the question that you want to answer. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.